You asked for it. My name is Ropey the Robot. Hello, Ropey.
Mortzol has narcolepsy. Shelley Berman did Charlie's Aunt and is now on to the other roles. You know, he's ripped off a lot of phones, don't you know that? That's a bit about his. He just, some guys rip up phone books, he rips up phones. Shelley got where he's at through hurting a lot of people in this business. Hurting a lot of good kids that just try to help people. Hurt guys like Joy Bishop. Jack Parr, who's... You probably don't even know this, do you, that Jack Parr helped a lot of kids in this business. He doesn't say anything about it. He just goes, I'll help him, that's all. I'm just like any other god. It's just that... He's got a wonderful crew. He's got Phyllis Diller, who's a Danish seaman. A lot of people, this is again a what is bit. Beauty is only skin deep, and that's a lot of bullshit. As much as I love you, sweetheart, if you had a scab here, no nose, and one eye, that's it, bypass. You're gonna be good looking, Jim. Oh, the reason I wear the coat, I hip you to that, I've been busted about 7 times this year, and they never give me a chance to get my clothing, so this is a practical move, actually. And I did, I'm doing the show for one reason, you know who. Oh, that's weird, because the people usually come here this early. You know why I'm doing the show. Do you know why I'm doing the show? Did someone hip you? Or you just came here this early? Ah, so. Do you know why I'm doing the show? Ah, that's beautiful. There's a guy that I really love here, you know, so I talked to him today, and he said, I got to split town early. I said, oh, Christ, come and see me work, man. I can't, I got to split. I said, oh shit, I'll do an early show for you. I'll do an early, early, early show. Jonathan Winters, right there. So I'm doing the show with Jonathan, and that's really embarrassing. What if I really did it, really made you really miserable? Well, that time, get up and take a bow. The worst thing is in some small schmucky town, they introduce you, nobody knows you, and you know that it's going to be a complete miss out. And after they've introduced 4 other people that didn't get any recognition, you know, oh, they're saving the last for you, you know. So, okay. And a wonderful comedian. Oh, Christ, I gotta stretch it out. And maybe a little encouragement. Ooh, that rat bastard. He's gonna ask me to get up now. Lenny Bruce. And just people, old people, look around. Can't get up with a half. And then the MC really belabors it. Let's have a little light on him, so we really see that nobody knows him, okay? The worst thing that ever happened to me was at the Club Hall in Atlantic City, they've got a breakfast show, and they give the people those terrible knockers, man. He's got a thing here. So rap on the table. Okay, first, and I don't dig that scene. Ain't doing any guest spots. Sarah Vaughan. She goes, no, I don't want it, right? And he forced her up there. Okay, next comes Brooke Benton, see? And he got a little out of it and said, like, oh, swish again. She carried on. Okay, introduce him. They schlep, and then they forced 4 performers up, see? I know they're waiting now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, who's that cat? That 1930 Harlan Dixon. No, Harlan, he's sort of like he got process, you know, real. Cab Callahan. I don't know what this cat's saying. But he really built it. Ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful, fabulous. We have a fabulous star who's here doing a wonderful job here. You've seen him on a lot of television shows. Now, I know the cat's never seen me work at all, you know. You've seen him on Ed Sullivan's show and nice warm reception for the fabulous, the sick comic, Miss Elena Bruce, you know. Okay, now they start, yeah, nah, 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 bang, 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 and I'm just cooling it, you know. And they keep up now. It's 5 minutes. It takes a lot of balls. 5 minutes. So all you can see is my hand. So I go like this. I go. Okay, now I tell the cat, is this you? And she comes over, gets in the mic. I say, I got no eyes. Then you hear, hey, motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. and ring-a-ding-ding, yelling and screaming and carrying on, and that sort of, and a lot of rejection there. Oh, by the way, before I continue, with obscenity on, because that's, you might not condition to that word. You know the meaning of obscenity, don't you? Perhaps you don't. See, if I do a disgusting show, or use any disgusting word, or I'm just going to be talking about pork, that's my right, you see, as an American citizen, to discuss pork on stage. Although disgust, all of you vegetarians and Jews and Muslims, that is my right. And if you communists would like to suppress that right to talk about ham and pork, that's your right. Now, if I do a vulgar show, I sing rock and roll tunes. Dressed in the most vulgar form, with a big bulbous nose, that is not obscene. Obscenity has one specific meaning: to appeal to the prurient interest, to get you horny. That's what obscenity means, yes. See, if that's why strippers get arrested for being obscene. They come out and they do a horny dance. The viewer gets horny and rapes somebody who didn't see the show. That's why we have the laws. So obscenity does have one specific meaning, and only those illiterates that are offended. And if, quote, Drew Pearson's a son of a bitch, I'd like to introduce you to my aunt, and this is her husband. What's he do for a living? He's a businessman. He's a son of a bitch. Not very nice of you. If you don't even know the man to make a generality. I tell you, all businessmen are son of a bitches. Are you kidding me? In fact, my father told me that. My father told me that all businessmen are son of a bitches. I never believed my father until now. What's your name? JFK. Your initials allude, I see. That is a direct quote, Time Magazine, London Observer. The President John F. Kennedy said during the SEAL strike, my father once told me that all businessmen are son of a bitches. I never believe my father until now, unquote, President Kennedy. Now we have two presidents that use the word son of a bitch. It was Truman with Drew Pearson. Now supposing we have an integrated cabinet in 30 years, might I hear, Drew Pearson's a motherfucker, Daddy. Or my daddy wants some old businessmen motherfuckers. Motherfuck you too, Daddy. I would like an honest equation from any, at least, grammar school graduate. Is the word son of a bitch less obscene to you than motherfucker? Really? Is it the fact that a Catholic president called all businessmen son of a bitches and a Jewish comic relates motherfucker? If you're interested in the meaning of obscenity, I'm less obscene than a president. If the word motherfucker stimulates you sexually, you're in a lot of trouble. Especially with my mother. It's really wonderful. I got a sort of a, it was sort of a mid-Ireland sound. It says, it ended up, or Hawaii. Oh, no, sexually is a trouble? No. Did you hear that? It's out in the garden. I'm going to London. I always think there's a Shriner's hat if I'm colorblind. The Shriners. Poor Shriners. It's a subtle persecution. It's sort of my generation, really, I was taught many things. One, that Norman Rockwell was not artistic. Norman Rockwell is perhaps his talent, not more so than Andrew Wythe. The curse, he's prolific. And art must be rare to be unique. It seems that Buddy Rich didn't swing. Let's see, Brubeck didn't swing, Paul Desmond didn't swing. And it's a weird thing, I want to tell you, Paul Desmond really cooked his ass off. Because everybody from Sonny Stitt to Herb Geller sounds like Bird, and at least Desmond's got his own sound. I'll bet you that with the whole progressive jazz scene, it's gone, you know, jazz. Well, did you know that? Yeah, it's had it. The only ones that lasted were, who's at the Black Hawk now? MJQ, well, they saved their money, I think. The people sat there and unless they were musicians and could tell the genius of the musician that could ad-lib on that A7th, the chord structure, and stay in the correct framework, and people saying, Philly Joe Jones, and the cat going, that cat's too much. Too much what? Well, you know, like something's happening, you know. Ain't it happening, something's happening. I think that the jazz clubs were actually a meeting place. It was a social event, like the opera. As far as the art form is concerned, this painting sold for $12,000 yesterday. It's Monet. Look at the yellows there. Singing. That's Jewish. Singing. Sensation. Sensational. You're a sensational performer. Those are Jews trying to speak English. You're a sensational performer and you've got a terrific personality on you. But you got to see a psychiatrist. You're a mental case, brother. You're a motherfucker. Vus. Motherfucker? Did you hear that? Motherfucker, that rude brute. Now look, I don't mind the guy saying motherfucker in a routine, but I mean, that's, he just said a lot of times extra for nut. And I mean, you try to give the guy every break in the world. Well, I don't want every break in the world. I just want justice. That's what I want. I want you to stop busting me. I don't want to go to jail. I tell you why I don't want to go to jail. See, the reasons might be diverse. The thing is that it's terrible in jail because the bottom bunk, every time they flush the toilet, it sounds like you're going to drown, man. It really sounds weird. You know, of course, or perhaps, do you know, do you ever think about this? Is it the word that's dirty or the act? It's not the word. Doing it is dirty. To is a preposition and come is a verb. To come. The infinitive form of the verb in transitive. To come. I've heard this verb in transitive my whole adult life and as a child when I thought I was sleeping on the mohair couch waiting for the NRA eagle to fly. It's a weird eagle that, I guess that was a stick. Listening and looking at the first cathedral I ever did see, that Philco radio from Merton Marge, two dykes that grew up. Vic and Sade, hello, Jane. Who's a little chatterbox, the one with Goldilocks? Who can it be, it's a little orphan Annie. The first Modigliani with no eyes. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow. And if you want to know, Melvin Purvis killed himself. To come. Did you come good? Did you come good? Did you come good? Did you come good? That's American folk music. That's our folk music, man. Did you come good? 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 I'm gonna do a shit kicker dance for you, buddy. Look at this. I just don't him. Did you come good? Did you come good? Did you come good? Restorative, I come better than you, sweetheart, than anyone in the whole goddamn world. I really came so good after being married for 22 years. Goddamn, I sure do love you. Boy, I came good, but I come too quick. That's because I love you so goddamn much. But with everybody else in the world, I'm the best boy in the whole world. My own wife, I spent my life apologizing. If she just wouldn't say don't come or wait for me, I just can't wait for you. I try everything, thinking eating garbage, getting killed, diseases, every damn thing. It's just that I want to tell you something. It's like, don't come in me, don't come in me. I'm going to the store to paradise. Don't come in me, don't come in me, don't come in me. Please don't come in me because my father, he was a moralist, my father. Don't come in me, my father is a purist, a good man. My sister, she's dead. She's bled to death in the back of a taxi cab with a bed compartment. She was a bomb. She's got a baby in her belly and no ring on her finger. Don't come in me unless you want to fuck me up. Don't do that to me. Don't come in me unless you want to kill me. I can't come, don't ask me. Because you don't love me, that's why you can't come. I love you, but I just can't come and I'm loaded, that's all. Because you don't love me. Sure, I love you, baby. And you don't love me. I'm going to slap the shit out if you don't stop that now. I can't come and I'm juiced and that's all. I don't want to hear anymore. All right, when you get... Oh, God damn it, get off my back. Want to know the truth? Reason I can't come is because it's dirty, okay? It's filthy. That's the reason we never had no kids. If it's so goddamn clean, how come priests and nuns don't come and Paramahansa Yogananda don't come? Celibacy of most desired state, virgin is best, it's filthy. I'm just sorry for one thing I blamed on you and kept in bed those dumb temperature charts. Want your kids get a different old man? Wait a minute. God damn, I sure do love you. Christ, the kids, everything in the world, or I'll get a book, I'll unlearn this dirty or some goddamn thing. Or maybe we could adopt some kids from some bum who can come. But I just can't come, that's it. Maybe if anyone in this room finds that verb intransitive, to come obscene, vile, or vulgar, you probably can't come. And you belong on the daytime television with Bert Parks, who smiles while he defecates. Oh. Believe me, this isn't, it's certainly not for any shock value, but it seems quite logical. Yet, doing it is dirty, and if you were in the good war, the war that ended in July 45, that's when Germany fell. They hate Americans all over the world, especially in the Mediterranean countries. Isn't there one possibility to give it some validity that since doing it is dirty, and we fucked all of their mothers for chocolate bars, that they don't like us for that? Don't you think those kids have heard that since 1942? You know what those Americans did to your poor mother for Hershey bars, nylons, and chewing gum? They lined your poor mother up and your sister. Your father threw his guts up in the next room. Guts, Kugens, and love, Fungula, the Americans. They hate us for that. Intellectual awareness does them no good to know perhaps that I'd sell my ass for an egg if I'm hungry. Don't count him. I'll bet you that it seems to me if the people were taught this is what is, always has been, then you'd be kind of less likely to cast the first stone. Jury duty would be a little weird. It seems to me that the true Christian of the year, I have a different concept of Christianity, would be that Jimmy Hoffa. He's more of a Christian than Bobby Kennedy. Why do I say that? Because Jimmy Hoffa hired ex-convicts, as Christ would have, knowingly. I assume Christ would hire ex-convicts, or is Pat O'Brien full of shit? You got Christ all wrong, kid. He was a hate you God, and he wouldn't make the people suffer. That's a goddamn lie. Christ would have been a groovy statesman because Castro, we would have had no heat from Castro. He wouldn't have went up to the Teresa, Christ would have had dinner with him at least, given him some love. No, you got it all wrong. He would have cut Castro's nuts out, kid. He was good with a Bowie knife. In fact, if you know about that faint Castro, if you've been to Havana before or after, you'll see what he's done there. He's ruined it. Used to be a beautiful place. You go there today, can't get narcotics, no abortions, no gambling. He knocked Superman out of a gig. Some guy had a big joint, used to work exhibitions. The most unforgettable character I ever met. That would really be weird. Okay, for JW, I'm going to do a shtick he asked me to do about a guy who really projected a true Corpus Christi image. The man who was so good that he never waited for thank you, the Lone Ranger. He did it all for you, didn't want anything back. I mean, at least Christ, he did stick around for a little sympathy. Look at the Lone Ranger, man. Town after town after town. Did it for you, took the silver bullet, went nah, and split. What's with that putz? What, the schmuck didn't wait? Mama made coffee and cake and everything? The hell is with that guy? I got my hand out like some jack-off. He's on his horse already. It's a Lone Ranger. So what the hell does that give him? What an asshole. Is he kidding, that guy? Schmuck, I'm standing like this with a mayor, with a plaque and everything. I'm going to punch the shit out if I ever see him again. Well, take it easy, Dominic. Take it easy, my balls. Is that guy kidding me? Look, it's a Lone Ranger. You good-natured schmuck, you ain't got a quarter. You don't know about him? He's got a problem. He's going to analysis. He can't accept love. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. He's a nice guy. Nice guy. How come the asshole leaves bullets in? I don't know. That is weird. Sure, he's nice. A nice guy leaves bullets for kids to fool around with? I told you what the innuendo is. Dr. Ehrlich, the magic bullet. What's that? Syphilis. Telling you, the guy's... He's telling you a sly, subtle way that the whole world has syphilis. Dr. Ehrlich, the magic bullet? Of course. What do you think he rides off with his mouth closed?
Are you kidding with that?
Of course, when he gets way out, he puts audibles. Who was gonna know? He laughs ass off and pulls up the saddle.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's what I need. I'm gonna wrap the shit out of him. Get the horses ready. I'm gonna punch them first. Well, the ambush will find out. We fade, dissolve, cut to.
Hold the fire in the north fridge! Hold it! Okay, masked man, I'm gonna whoop the shit out of you, buddy, right now. God damn, took us about 15 minutes. Boy, you think you're pretty goddamn small. You're hot shit, ain't you, buddy? Look at these kids here, made up a Humintosh in the song Thank You, Lone Ranger. There's your hero. The man that's too good to accept thank you from little children. Little children with their crepe paper costumes. Right now, buddy, you're gonna explain. I'm gonna whoop the hell out of you right now, yeah?
I'll explain if you get your goddamn hands off me. Excuse me, I've got a station break. Jump on the Manhattan merry-go-round, the highway, the byway to New York town. Here comes Captain Andy now. Excuse me, hold it for the viceroy roar. Well, you see, the reason I never wait for thank you with Barbara Ludding and Les Tremaine is that, well, supposing once I did wait for a thank you, just for a supposition.
Thank you, Mass Man.
What's that? What did I hear from the Johnson Smith Cadillac?
Let me out, let me out, let me out.
Thank you, Masked Man. Who said that?
I said it. Thank you, Masked Man.
Thank you, Masked Man. What a lovely sound. Is this what I've been running away from all these years?
Frank Morgan. Oh, thank you, Masked Man. I like thank you, Masked Man. In fact, son, come up here, little boy, over here. Oh, sit there, like Shelley Berman. Now, the reason, do you know, I'm going to do things. Every day, I'll get a thank you, Masked Man. I'll put them in the book. Here, I got 3,000 thank you, Masked Man. I traded them for a bridge lamp. And now, when I'm old, I can lean back on my thank you, Masked Mans. Oh, yes, I can't ride anymore. Would you like to see a little something I did? Look at that, thank you, Masked Man. Then a day comes by. It's almost 5 o'clock.
Where's the thank you, Masked Man, ma'am? Has a thank you, Masked Man, man been here today? You do have a thank you, Masked Man, for me, don't you? I thought it would last forever. I've led a very flamboyant existence. I pissed them all away. You don't have any, do you? Just give me one till I get to the next town. One thank you, Masked Man.
There are no more thank you, Masked Mans. The Messiah returned. All is pure.
What does this to do with me?
Well, you see, men like Jonas Salk, Lenny Bruce, and J. Edgar Hoover, these men thrive upon the continuance of segregation, violence, and disease. The purity they just protest a need for, they just feed upon.
You mean?
Yes, without polio, Salk is a putz. And the Mafias sent all of J. Edgar's children through college.
Well, then, I'll make trouble. Because I must have a thank you, Masked Man. At all costs. This way, what I don't have, I don't miss. That's why I always ride off.
Well, goddamn, Masked Man, boy, you can talk your ass off, buddy. How the fuck you talking about all this commie horse shit? Thank you, Masked Man, the kids fell asleep. Wilbur's got blue balls. He's got to get back to the base. Now, I don't give a... Hey, you got me dizzy with all that bullshit. Thank you, Masked Man. Look, buddy. Look, I'm here. I'm working for the city. You understand what I mean? And I'm just here to take a picture for the examiner. We'll get the hell out of here. Now, come on, shape up and accept a present. We can haul ass.
A present? All right, for the children, I'll do it. No ashtrays. Give me the Indian over there.
Oh, Tonto?
Yes, Tonto. Whatever the Spick Halfbreed's name is, I'll take him.
Spick Halfbreed? Goddamn, you can't have Tonto.
Bullshit, that's what I want. Tonto the Indian.
Look, buddy, his name ain't Tonto. It's Tonto, and can't have Tonto.
Bullshit, I want Tonto. I want Tonto the Indian.
Goddamn, you freak, I want to tell you, what the hell you want Tonto for?
To perform in a natural act.
What?
You heard me, to perform an unnatural act.
Masked Man's a fag. Ah. He's a fag. Ah. The fag man. Oh, Lord, I'm getting dizzy. Don't look at him. He's the bad fag man. Oh, the masked fag, bad fag, dad man. You fag bastard, you. God damn it, kids.
Masked man, I never knew you were that way.
Oh, I'm not, but I've heard so much about it. You know, I like what they do with homosexuals in the country. The punishment is quite correct, consistent with most of the endemic law. They throw them in jail, a lot of men. Very clever. Wash them up and get them ready. Give me the horse, too. Good. The act.
Ah, the horse for the act, you twisted fag degenerate. Oh, Lordy, I can't let you have silver. No, don't worry. It's Tonto. Oh, God, that's terrible. Damn, there's the phantom, that horny fag. Can't get the suit off. That's why it's bitching. That's what it is.
And then we cut to Mandrake. Mandrake, who was drawn by Phil Davis, and Lee Falk does the dialogue. Dig, if you're hip to this, it's the first integrated column, and actually Lothar ate up a Shriner years ago and copped the hat. Who, the most sensual chick, I think, in the comic strips? Well, the dragon lady, but she was unattainable. The Spinal Jack chicks, no, are very gauche. Never got me horny. I didn't like that. The sort of Jane Mansfield. Princess Narda was kind of horny. Yeah, she's a pretty chick. Dr. Hewer had some Winnie Winkle, sort of a... she wasn't a balling chick at all. Who is a hooker? Let's see. I think Daddy Warbucks had a lot of hookers coming by. The Asp is a pimp, that's all, yes. Punjab, bring a couple of broads in there. And who is the most hooker-prone? I would assume Mr. Bailey. The old fighter. Some hooker from Syracuse. Hooker is synonymous with the word prostitute. Prostitute, I consider correct, the vernacular, but the word hooker is really spells it out, doesn't it? Prostitute is such a generality. You ain't the way the guy paints? He was a good painter, but the guy's prostituting his art. Are you going to prostitute yourself more at that club, man? Well, he's been old world. I'm prostituting myself. I'm fed up with myself. I've prostituted myself. Shriner says to the bell captain, "Excuse me, sir, can you give me $100 prostitute?" "Yes, sir." Some schmuck with a beard who writes comes to the door. "I'm the prostitute." "Bullshit, you're not the prostitute for me." "But I am, I prostitute myself." "Well, solid." It's now the 18th floor of the Hotel America, bust out 47th Street. Some guy's got sort of a, shares a room, this friend, and there's no toilet in the room. His foot is cut way around to the back there. Guy's sleeping, he'll piss in the sink. That'll be it. Just about to make it. Guy wakes up. "What are you doing?" "I'm washing my leg." "Why?" "Christ. I thought you were pissing the sink, you know that?" "Why? Why? I killed the guy for that." "No kidding, you really did?" "Oh, it's the most disgusting, filthy habit in the world." Slowly I turn. Every time I think of that, pissing in the sink, "I wouldn't piss in the sink. You gotta wash my face in there." Okay, I start sweating when I think about it. Anybody could piss in the sink. I guess see me now breaking his leg in the sink and the piss in the... Oh, God, I wouldn't do that. I'm glad you told me that, though. If I ever catch anybody pissing in a sink, he's real nut he's living with now. The guy won't go to sleep. He's really got to make it. Almost asleep. We take a chance in the sink. 18th floor, go on the ledge. That's it. Open the screen, out on the ledge, just about to make it. A priest grabs him. "What are you doing, my son?" "Oh, I'm just trying to piss. Father, why?" "You're trying to kill yourself." "No, Father, I'm really trying to take a piss. I wouldn't lie to you." "Dominus for pissing." "Get out of here, Father. You're kidding. I'm just trying to..." They call the police, get the nets. "It's your mother. Come down, son. Come down. Come down. Don't kill yourself. Mom, I'm just trying to take a piss. Will you tell her, Father?" "Dominus, get out of here. Dominus for pissing. I'm Mulligan from Homicide. What the fuck are you doing up here?" "I'm just trying to take a piss, Sergeant." "Well, let's see a piss then. I can't. I'm scared. I can't piss when I'm scared." "Run the water, little piss. Run the water for him. Shh. You and I have the worst early toilet training in the world. You know that, don't you?" Why I say this? Because to most of us, the worst sound in the world is when that toilet flush noise finished before you do. In fact, when I'm over your house, can I say, "Where's the toilet?" Mm-mm. Tops I can say is, "Excuse me, where's the little boy's room?" "Oh, you mean the tinkle-tinkle-ha-ha room? They have sachets and cough drops and pastels." "Yes, I want to shit in the cough drop box." "Oh, that's cool." "Ah, so, hello, Yank. You like to see a nice lesbian show?" "Nah, get it back to the base, yeah." "You not like to see the lesbian and two fakes?" "No." "How about a nice fake and a duck and the two ducks?" "No, I get it back to the base there." "You not like to see the lesbian? How about the lesbian and Kodiak bear?" "Kodiak bear, that'd be pretty cool. I'll see the Kodiak bear there. You handle King Kong, what's he like off stage?"
Now, like any other king, he's eccentric and he likes to give it to buildings. What's that? Yeah, it's hot for buildings. It's weird. Oh, it's weird. It's weird. That's why he tries to get away, you know, to get it to the buildings. Squeezes planes. Disgusting. We've had a lot of trouble. Huh? Okay, now we do Wallace Berry and Bela Lugosi. Can I have a softer light? The other performer that's working with me doesn't get bugged with it too much. By the way, are there any niggers here tonight?
Whew, what did he say? Is he really getting out of his nut? Are there any niggers here tonight? Is he that desperate for shock value? Did he scrape the bottom barrel to be that cruel to say, are there any niggers here tonight? Have I ever talked about the Schwartz and they left the room?
All the Moulin Jeans of the arms were placated some southerner by absence of voice when he ranted and raved about the niggers. Are there any niggers here? You know I'm working with a nigger. I think I see one nigger couple back there between those two niggers to three kikes. Thank God for the kikes. And two spicks and one mick. We have two spicks, one mick, three kikes, and one spunky, funky, hunky. Any more boogies? Three more sheenies, eight more guineas, six guineas, seven wops, six grease balls. I pass the six dykes, four kikes, and eight niggers. The point, if President Kennedy got on television every day and said, I would like to introduce all the niggers in my cabinet, and all the niggers called each other niggers, they oftentimes who, but in front of the old phase, and every day you heard nigger, 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 nigger. In the second month, nigger would mean as much as good night or God bless you when you sneeze, or perhaps as much as I promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but to do so help me God. Nigger would lose its impact and it'd never make any four-year-old nigger cry when he came home from school. Zagornish gives it the power, Jim. In fact, if I told you that Dr. Molinar gave Ann Landers the clap, or in fact, if I asked some family kind of audience out here, father, mother, daughter, I wonder how many 15-year-old girls here might have the clap. There would be a portion of the audience who want to punch me out. Well, does this seem at least a bit logical to you that if you want to punch me out for asking, wondering if your daughter has the clap, you mean to tell me if your daughter has the clap, she can go to her daddy? No, I doubt it. Then you want to punch some guy for just asking. And we found out through McCall's that a lot of you have had the clap, and the doctor never copped out to you to lose the account. The wife of a wealthy Jewish industrialist, Mrs. Schechner, after a cursory examination, you've got a dose. That's all. Tops, it's a little discharge, it's nothing. What are you worrying? Miss Emerson, give a starter off a little vitamins, a little penicillin. Yeah, she's not hip and that's it. Okay, now we go to the children you love, your son, your daughter. Your son has the clap. Can't go to you, can't go to the mother, can't go to the priest, the rabbi, the doctor. Your son goes to some schmuck who sweeps up a drugstore. Hey, Manny, I'll mop later. Can I talk to you? What is it? I got the clap. What you gonna do? Paint a car, schmuck. What's the difference? I got it, all right? What do you want me? Some pills. You're working at a drugstore right here. Dexedrine spanchels. Is this good? Yeah, it's all the same horseshit, man. These are good pills. Keeps you awake. You know you got it. All right, all right. How do I know if I get rid of it? Your knees don't swell up. You don't go blind. You got it beat. Thanks for the pills, baby. You know, I want the pills because I don't want to lay off. I finally got a good job. Where you working? A meatpacking plant. All right, solid. Into the shit house of that. Yeah. Oh, I got a prediction for you, and before I'm going to scoop the call bulletin. Up to now, unfortunately, politicians, foot platforms have been delighted with cocksuckers, communists, and dope fiends. That have been the heavyweight platforms. They've exploited. I think the call bulletin has introduced more narcotics to children than, any musician, definitely. Show them how to use it, where to use it, where to purchase it. Now, dig something. Up to now, it's been related to opiates and cannabis sativa. Watch out now for the big bust. Stanley Mosk is in for a big surprise. He is moving now into the area of dangerous drugs, which include amphetamine sulfate. He's going to shit when his daughter and secretary gets busted. Because he doesn't know that means every... What if it was dope? Because it's for the appetite. For the appetite, taking somebody's appetite. That's dope. Is this of a pep up? Is it bifetamine, dexedrine? That's what dangerous drugs mean. And how many people you heard with that one druggist? My druggist, he gives me some pills.
Yeah, he's going to get busted. All the people are going to get busted, then they're going to sort of shape up and realize that the pills that the people have a dread of, Shoeshine Boys don't make those pills. Some poor chemist busted his balls for 10 years, passed the hypothesis stage, to come up with some therapy for somebody.
I'm not going to take no pills. Are you kidding there?
The only medicine that's good for you is iodine because it burns you. Now, we go to the area of marijuana. I'll qualify this. I don't smoke pot. If I did, I would tell you. The reason I don't smoke shit is because it's a hallucinatory. And it's a Schleifedicker kind of high. And like mushrooms, lysergic acid, mescaline, I don't like them. I want to crystal clear right here with you. And I'm glad I don't smoke pot because I can champion it then. And if there's some attorney out here who would like to become senator, you've got a big vote, Jim. An untapped vote. You would shit if you knew how many shit smokers there were. You'd be amazed, man. Now, of course, you can't have, no one wants to be the marijuana senator, you know. So you have to trick it up with the bill for the crippled Catholic Jewish war orphan police widow marijuana bill, you know, to cock around. Oh, definitely. Ask your doctor this, will you? When I think of that sweet pink nipple blue-eyed shicks at Candy Bar, who I don't even know, but she's been in jail almost 5 years for smoking flowers. Are you kidding? We give man A a pint of whiskey a day. Man B, he smokes the same amount of marijuana to produce the euphoria that the alcohol does. Every day we do this for 10 years. Then we stop them both cold. Pow, what'll happen? The guy who drinks will suffer abstinence syndromes. He needs a taste. He has an addiction problem, the drinker. Health-wise, irreparable damage has been done. Pot smoker, no addiction problem, no discomfort, may have a little bronchitis, tops. Then why the acceptance of one, the rejection of the other? Well, I figure there's a religious overtone and a medicinal justification for alcohol. Rock and rye is good for a cold, blackberry brandy for cramps, Pernod for getting it up, and gin if you don't come around, so I stop coming around. Now, what is marijuana to offer you but a dirty word in a Christian culture, pleasure? That you would have the right to take pleasure, Satan's tool,